This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The commander of a pro-Ukrainian militia told reporters on Wednesday his fighters had conducted a two-day raid earlier this week from Ukrainian territory into the Russian city of Belgorod and said more operations were in the works. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
They claim to be members of a paramilitary group made up of Russians opposed to their country's invasion of Ukraine, who earlier this week launched a brazen two-day incursion and raid on the Russian city of Belgorod. Denis Kapustin, a Russian national who claims to command what he calls the Russian Volunteer Corps, boasted to the press that more cross-border raids were in the works, saying, quote, just a couple of days to see us again on that side. His group released video showing fighters on an armored vehicle driving past a border crossing.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Clashes between rival military factions broke out on Wednesday in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, residents said, threatening to shatter a fragile ceasefire designed to allow for the delivery of aid and create conditions for a more lasting truce. The ceasefire deal, which is being monitored by Saudi Arabia and the United States, as well as the warring parties, was reached after 5 weeks of warfare in Khartoum and outbursts of violence in other parts of Sudan, including the western region of Darfur. UN Chief Antonio Guterres on Wednesday called on nations to immediately ramp up funding to prevent a catastrophe in the Horn of Africa, which is suffering its worst drought in generations.
We must act now to prevent crises from turning into catastrophe. Make no mistake, action will make all the difference.
This is VOA News. Negotiators for U.S. Democratic President Joe Biden and top congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy held what both sides called productive talks on Wednesday to try to reach a deal to raise the United States debt ceiling to avoid a catastrophic default. After a four-hour White House meeting, McCarthy said negotiations had improved and would continue into the evening. He predicted the two sides would reach an agreement, though several issues remain unresolved. Meanwhile, President Biden is marking a year since the elementary school shooting in Texas by urging Congress to do more in curbing gun violence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At the White House, the president stood in front of 21 candles, one for each victim of the Uvalde massacre. Like too many other places in America, he says Robb Elementary became a killing field.
And in each place, we hear the same message. Do something.
After Uvalde and another mass shooting in Buffalo, Congress did pass the most significant gun safety law in decades. But the president says that's not nearly enough, with guns the top killer of American kids.
It's time to act.
Repeating his call for Congress to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Wednesday filed papers to launch his 2024 presidential campaign as he and Donald Trump will now face each other in what is expected to be the top two spots for the Republican nomination for president. DeSantis was considered a rising Republican star, but has seen prospects dented by months of relentless attacks from the former president. Singer Tina Turner has died after a long illness at her home near Zurich, Switzerland, according to her manager. Turner was 83. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Tina Turner's life was a roller coaster. Hit songs in the 1960s, leaving an abusive marriage, becoming a superstar in her 40s, and having her life turned into a hit movie. She recorded songs like Proud Mary, Nutbush City Limits, and River Deep Mountain High with her ex-husband Ike Turner. Turner's first solo album flopped. Then she released Private Dancer and her career was bigger than ever. Angela Bassett played her in the film What's Love Got to Do With It. Turner said in a 1993 AP interview she instructed Bassett that the dancing should be energetic, not raunchy.
She appreciated that as well because she was a few times going to the front. No, not from the front, always to the side.
I'm Margie Zarletta.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.